A bill filed last week would set a limit on the amount of THC that can be dispensed to 10%. It only applies to the medical cannabis flower. The bill also allows military veterans to waive their yearly $75 medical marijuana card fee. Opponents don't like the first portion and think tying it to the veterans fee waiver is bad policy. I spoke with Dr. Mark Moore, a certified medical cannabis physician, about his thoughts. I'm Blaze Ganey. I'm here with Dr. Mark Moore at MedCan Florida, the first physician's office for medical cannabis here in Florida. And how are you doing today, sir?
Very well. Thank you, Blaze.
All right. And I wanted to talk with you about the 10% cap that the legislature is proposing. Do you think that, just really quickly, do you think that'll be enough for patients?
The 10% cap is to be applied to smokables only. Currently, there are no caps on any other products in medical cannabis. I think patients have access to a varied number of products, including vapes, tinctures, oral capsules, that are over the 10% limit. So I don't think there's as much of an issue as there might be had that not been available.
Got you. And for patients that do want to use smokables and are maybe used to 50%, going down to 10%, will that change a lot?
What you mean when you say they're used to 50%, they have been using other products that have higher percentages of THC. Some of those percentages go way above 50, all the way up to 90%. These are not whole flower products. They are manufactured products. Most natural cannabis has a THC level today of anywhere from 10 to 20%. So patients would never use much more than that anyway. Many popular brands of cannabis in California, for example, are in the 10% range. So this is not unreasonable.
All right, and I know a lot of patients use this as a way to get off of opioids, which is a harder medicine and can lead to death. We see a lot of opioid addictions and overdoses. Have you seen a lot of your patients come in, and do they possibly use this as a way to get off of opioids?
Definitely patients today in the United States have there's a lot of patients with opiate problems. Patients can use cannabis, it appears, to help withdrawal from opiates and to help make a shift in their pain treatment. I think the access they have with the percentage of products in, like, vapes, inhalation products, and tinctures provides enough in that area percentage-wise to help them.
Earlier you talked about that 10% cap is only on smokables. You think there should be another cap on the tinctures, on the oils, on the other forms?
That's a good question, Blaze. The milligrams of THC is supposed to be capped and limited under Florida law. A number hasn't been determined at this time, and so that number may be one of the most important numbers to find for the patients, because it's really about how much you take every day, not so much what the percentages are. If you were to take one aspirin a day, that may not affect you, no matter what the percentage of aspirin in that pill was. But if you were to take 50 aspirin per day, it would not be good for you.
And another good part about this bill that a lot of people wanted, it will allow veterans, military veterans, to waive their license fee. I'm not sure if you have any military veterans as patients here, but do you think that is something that will also help them? Because a lot of times they are prescribed opioids to deal with some of the traumas that they get from being at war.
Yes. I mean, I think any time we can help veterans is a good thing. What would help veterans is again, more access, more competition, lower prices of product. I don't know if the $75 one-time discount a year is going to make a difference or not. I think lower prices would help people. I think if you really wanted to help veterans, maybe there'll be a bill to allow patients to grow their own. One plant, allow veterans to grow their own medicine. That might be something that would really help them.
Yeah, that would definitely save in the cost, since they would be growing their own medicine. Yeah. As far as kids, they still cannot smoke unless they are approved of it. Now, we did talk about the fact that the higher percentages you get in the other tinctures, you know, could cause a psychoactive effect, possibly. Have you seen any of this?
So your question is about children under the age of 18 and the issue of psychosis. Yes, there's definite evidence in research that's been recently reconfirmed that the higher the percentages of THC, the increase in psychosis and maybe schizophrenic type reactions. It's not just about the percentage, it's about the amount of THC. If you have a product that's 20% and it's got 200 milligrams of THC, it's no different than if you had a 10% product, you had twice as much of it. If you're still getting 200 milligrams THC, that may be too much. So a lot of states have limits that are closer to 100 milligrams per day.
And that's what you all go with here, correct?
That's one of the guidelines we use, yes.
And in the bill, they have 2.5 ounces, I believe, every 30 days. Do you think that is a good number, or too high, too low?
Experience that I have seen, you know, in the general public, a regular user, that's a bolded regular user, might use anywhere from half an ounce to up to an ounce. That's a daily, multiple time a day regular user. So based on that, that seems like that would be enough for any patient, up to an ounce. The point is, while cannabis is medicine in the state of Florida, there should be reasonable limitations and reasonable numbers when applied to these medicines. That's because it is being used as medicine.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah.